Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Dexter Diaz's book. Sophie, I have to ask, after reading this, do you feel like you've met some strangers inside your own head?
Oh, absolutely. Sam, this book really got under my skin. It's huge, like physically massive, but the core idea is deceptively simple. We're not one unified self. Diaz argues we have 10 distinct psychological programs shaped by evolution that dictate how we react when things get extreme.
Right? And he starts with this one called the perceiver of pain. It's not just about feeling your own pain. It's this ancient system that detects suffering in others. Mirror neurons, empathy, all that. But here's the twist. It can be hijacked.
Exactly.
That's what got me. The same neural wiring that makes us rush to help can also make us enjoy someone else's pain, Schadenfreude, torture, even the psychology of prison guards. Diaz has these harrowing case studies that show how easily that system gets twisted.
Yeah, and then there's the ostracizer. That's the part of us that's terrified of being cast out, and we use that fear to control others. Gossip, shaming, exclusion, it's the engine of conformity. Diaz points out that for our ancestors, exile meant death, so we're wired to care deeply about belonging.
And that's the dark side of it. The ostracizer can make us choose between our own moral code and the desperate need to fit in. He talks about totalitarian regimes that turn neighbors against each other. It's chilling because it's so normal.
But then there's the tamer of terror, which is like the antidote. This is the part that confronts fear and transforms it into action. Diaz says courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. He profiles Holocaust rescuers and human rights activists and shows that courage is a skill you can develop.
And the nurturer, that's the caregiving instinct. But here's the catch, it's usually narrow. We're wired to care deeply for our own kids and our tribe, but extending that to strangers takes conscious effort. Diaz looks at post-conflict reconciliation and how societies heal.
Then there's the aggressor, which is not just anger. It's a primal system for dominance and violence. And the tribalist, which is the us versus them mentality. Together, they can be a dangerous cocktail. But Diaz argues that these aren't monsters and a few bad people. They're in all of us.
Right.
The difference between a peaceful society and a violent one is whether the other types, like the nurturer or the tamer of terror, are strong enough to keep the aggressor in check. It's about balance, not elimination.
I also love the romanticizer. That's the part that imposes narrative on reality, finds meaning in suffering. It's why we have art and religion and revolutionary movements, but it can also make us romanticize violence or cling to a beautiful lie.
And the rescuer, the one who runs toward danger to help. Diaz shows that rescuers are often driven by a deep moral sense, but also sometimes by a need for control. The best ones combine that drive with humility.
Finally, the keeper of the past. That's the custodian of memory, personal and collective. It holds grudges, cherishes traditions, and shapes identity. But it can also trap us in cycles of revenge. Diaz says memory is active, not passive.
So the big takeaway for me is that these 10 types are like a toolkit. We're not prisoners of our biology. We can learn to recognize which ones are active and shift the balance. It's a hopeful message, actually.
Yeah, the one thing I'm taking away is that understanding these programs gives us real power. We can build societies that strengthen the nurturer and weaken the unchecked aggressor. We're not just victims of our evolution.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well said. So Sophie, final thought?
The 10 types of human aren't our destiny. They're our raw material. What we build with them is up to us. We'll see you in the next one.